Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chaf Tes. We should start from the last line of Chaf Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, Mani Masni Sin, who's the Tana of our Mishnah of yesterday? Is it Reb Yehuda? Is it Reb Shimon? Is it Reb Yossi HaGlili? So to get back into the sugya, we have to remember, what did the Mishnah say? What did Reb Yehuda say? What did Reb Shimon say? And what did Reb Yossi HaGlili say? So let's take a look at the Mishnah back on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amid Ab, where the Mishnah told us about the famous halach of Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach. Pesach is over and I have Chometz. The question is, am I allowed to eat it at this point or am I not allowed to eat it? Am I allowed to have hanoah? Am I not allowed to have hanoah? Sure. Says our Mishnah, it depends. Where was this chametz throughout Pesach? We don't mean brand new baked chametz post yantif. We're talking about chametz she'ovar olav haPesach. And whose rishus was it? Was it in the rishus of a yid or was it in the rishus of a goy? Says the Mishnah, chametz shel nachri she'ovar olav haPesach. A goy owned chametz throughout yontif. Is there anything wrong with a goy owning chametz throughout yontif? Of course not. A goy is a goy. He doesn't have the tariag mitzvahs. He doesn't get the schar that we even get. So it's not one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach if he owned chametz kizum tait. Now Pesach is over. Mutrabano, I'm allowed to go buy and sell and do whatever I want with that chametz. B'shar Yisrael, however, if it's chametz she'ovar olav haPesach in the rishus of a yid, aser b'hanoah, then not only can you not eat that chametz, you're not allowed to even go and have hanoah. In other words, if you have that chametz, you cannot sell it to other people and make money on it. Shnema l'ro l'cho asiar. Yeah, so far so good.
Who's going to buy it?
Well, who's going to buy it? Yes.
I was bothered yesterday. Why chametz she'ovar olav haPesach of a nachri?
Mor is going to ask that question. Okay, we're going to get to that chofta somewhat else.
Now, this chametz that belongs to the Jew.
That's the second half. Yes.
Right. Is it chametz that he had locked behind cupboards that were segregated for Pesach?
It makes no difference. If it was in the rishus of a Jew throughout the yontiv, we're not talking about if it was sold and he did a mechiras chametz. That's not his. Mechiras chametz by definition means I'm taking it out of my shus, I sell it to the rabbi, and I don't really sell it to the rabbi, but I empower and I authorize the rabbi to go and sell it to a Gentile, since presumably he does what he's supposed to do. So he sold it to the guy throughout the yontif. It belongs to the guy, and that's why it's mutamana. What's the yontif? He buys it back.
Lechatchila shouldn't have been in the domain of the Jew, the chametz.
It's allowed to be as long as it's not yours. We had in the Gemara before, why did it say lecha? Shelcha I ataroya av ataroya shel nochri or shel acherim v'shel gavoya. If a goy leaves chometz in your rishus and he says it's not yours, don't look at it, don't touch it, it's mine, it's not yours, no problem. You can have that goyish chometz in your house the entire yontif. But of course, it's a good idea to segregate and put it behind closed doors so that you shouldn't come by mistake to go and eat from the chametz. Because if it looks like a delicious piece of chametz and it's not otherwise identified as belonging to the guy, you, your mishpucha, a friend, a guest, somebody's going to come by. Ooh, that looks good.
And if it, especially if it's a blueberry danish.
Exactly. So the point is that if it's by the shus of a goy, it's mutter banav, shi yisrael osabana. That's the Mishnah. Said the Gemara, Mani Masnis, and the Mishnah L'Chayr does not go in accordance with Loi Reb Yehuda, Loi Reb Shimon, V'Loi Reb Yossi HaGlili, Mahi, who are those three Mandi Yamrim, the Sanya. So we're going to just review once again briefly the Machloikis of the three Mandi Yamrim. The first Mandi Yamrim is Reb Yehuda, Chometz Bein Lefnei Zmanoi, Bein Li Acher Zmanoi, Oiver Olav Belav, Toich Zmanoi, Oiver Olav Belav, the Koreis Diver Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda tells us, on Erev Yontif, from 12 o'clock midday until 6 o'clock at night, until Yontif begins, you're not allowed to eat chametz, as we know. And you're over a lav. What's the lav? The Gemara brought three psukim yesterday to tell you there's an Isser Achila, as well as an Isser Hanot to eat that chametz. However, there's no karis. So if you decide you want to violate chas v'sholem hilchos eating chametz, do it before Yom Tov, or do it after Yom Tov. Don't do it during Yom Tov, because during Yom Tov it's not just a lav, it's a lav v'kores. Ki kol oichel chametz v'nechres. Not pleasant. Same thing applies li'achar zmanei. Chametz she'ovel of a Pesach, it's now after Yontif, you still have that lousy chametz, you didn't eradicate it, you didn't destroy it, you didn't eliminate it, and now you eat it after Pesach, chas v'sholem again, you're overlap. Not chorus, but you're overlap. But during Yontif, any during the 7 or 8 days of Yontif, you eat chametz, chas v'sholem lav v'chorus. The Rebbe Yehuda. So far, Rebbe Yehuda, as you can see, takes a very strong line. Don't eat before, don't eat after, don't eat during. During is a din of chorus, before and after is a din of a lav. Reb Shimon Oymer, chametz lefnei zmani ule achas zmani ene oivre olav b'loy klum. According to Reb Shimon, there is no iser lav before the zman, from 12 to 6, no lav. After yontif, no lav. It's only toich zmani oivre olav b'koriz u'balav, period. So Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are definitely in agreement l'gabi toich zmani during yontif, that you oivre olav b'koriz u'balav, for sure. However, there's a machlokes before the zman and after the zman, before Yom Tov and after Yom Tov, is there an iser of eating chametz? Now, although our Mishnah uses the Braisa uses the term ene oiva lo b'loy klum, which sounds like sure, eat the blueberry danishes, the pancakes, and the waffles the entire erev Yom Tov until Yom Tov night. However, the Tab Tosis says that what Shimon really means to say is he's not oiva lav to chas v'sholem get malchus. But he would still be over on an iser asay. Why? Because we've already learned before. Ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisis ormi bateichem. We learned ach b'yoyim harishon means smack in the middle. Chatzois, during that day you have to go and burn the chametz tashbisu. You got to eradicate the chametz. And a person who did not eradicate the chametz but held on to it and he ate from it, he was mevatel that mitzvah asay. So therefore, it would be a lav haba mechlal asay. But for an Isra say you don't get Malkis, but you're over an Isra. So that's Reb Shimon. Now we skip to Reb Yosi HaGalili Oimer. T'mal Atzmacha, how can it be? Hey, Chometz Osabano Koshiv, it cannot be. And therefore Reb Yosi HaGalili is the most makel of the three. And not only is there no din of pre-Yontif and post-Yontif, but even during Yontif,
no Isra Hana.
No Isra Hana. During the entire Yontif, you're allowed to have had no'ah from the chametz. You can go and buy chametz and sell chametz and trade in chametz, but do not go and eat any chametz during Pesach. Fine.
But you can touch it.
You can touch it, yeah. But there's still a dinner by your or by your matzah. In other words, you not to have it in your reshus. However, if you can go and do a deal with a goy regarding chametz, that's no problem. Just don't have it in your reshus, in your dalet amos, in your apartment, in your house, in your possession. But there's no iser of Hanor, there's only an Isra of Achita. So now getting to the bottom of the Amud. Mani Masisin, the Mishnah that we learned on the Amud Aleph that distinguished between Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach in the hands of a Jew or in the hands of a Gentile. Who does the Mishnah go in accordance with? E Reb Yehuda. Chometz Stomer Ko'omar Afilu Denochri. Reb Yehuda says, what did Reb Yehuda say in the Amud Aleph? Reb Yehuda said that prior to Yom Tov, and during Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov, it's Asur Ba'achilo, you're not allowed to go and eat from Chometz. Huh, okay, so then, sounds like we might have a plan with Reb Yehuda, because since he has an Isser after Yom Tov, and our Mishnah says, there's an Isser after Yom Tov by a Jew, if he holds on to the Chometz, it's Asur Ba'no. Yeah. But when Reb Yehuda said that it's Asur, he didn't distinguish between the Chometz of a Jew or a Chometz of a Goy. What happens if a Yid went and burned and eliminated, eradicated every morsel of chametz in his possession before 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach? And he said, "Kol chamira v'chamiyon, and any mevatel b'liboy, and there's not a drop of chametz anywhere in his rishus." But his neighbor, who's a lovely, lovely Gentile, Mr. John Smith, says, "Yankel, what are you going to eat from now until tonight?" He says, "Really, there's nothing I can eat. I can't eat any chametz. I can't eat any matzah. So I'm probably going to fast. You know what? Why don't you come into my apartment and sit down together with me? I have a delicious piece of chametz, not hametz, that would be chas v'shalom, but a delicious piece of chametz, and this chametz comes from a reliable kosher bakery. I bought it yesterday when you were still, all you Jews were able
plastic
to...
Utensils.
In your plastic utensils, yeah, exactly. And you're not going to be over bal yiroh, bal yimotzeh, it's my chametz, not your chametz, my chametz. You come over to my house, and I want you to go and eat from my chametz. Okay, are you allowed to? Rabbi Yehuda bar Mishnah says, you're not allowed to. Peter said very clearly, there's three Yisurim, before this man, middle this man, after this man, you're not allowed to. The same thing applies, after this man, you're not allowed to go and eat Goyish Chometz, Chometz Shavu of a Pesach. I don't mean brand new Chometz, otherwise we'd never be able to eat Chometz for the rest of our lives, every single time. You know, how can you eat new Chometz? Oh, brand new Chometz, that you took new flour and you made new cake, that's not a problem. Good, so if you have a Goy that has in his freezer, he has Danishes left over from a kosher bakery, it's 100% kosher, it has the kosher symbol and all of it. Perfect. And now it's after Yom Tov, he offers it to you and says, I want you to go and eat it. From our rice, it sounds like, from the Yehuda, that's awesome. He says, chametz before this man, during this man, after this man, you're over. So he doesn't distinguish between chametz over Pesach by a Jew, or chametz over Pesach by a Gentile. So he says, you heard the Mishnah King called contribute. It'll be the chametz stomach, or the Nachri. I've eaten Reb Shimon, that certainly can't be, because on top of the Omer di Yisrael, Nami Mishra Kashari. As far as Reb Shimon is concerned, even if it's own chametz, you're allowed to go and eat it and have a no after Yom Tov, because that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says the whole Isser is only Toich Zmanoi, Lefnei Zmanoi, Uliach Zmanoi, Eina Oiva Ola Bloi Klum, garnished, zero. So certainly there's no problem of the Yiddish chametz post Yom Tov. And finally, Rabbi Yosef Glili, after the Toich Zmani, Nami Mishra Kashari. Rabbi Yosef Glili is the most mekel, even during Yom Tov, it's Mutar Bano. Jewish chametz and Goyish chametz, your own chametz, it's Mutar Bano. So therefore, the Choyra, the Mishnah, has no author. Who are we going to assign ownership to, or authorship to, of the three, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yosef Glili? And the Gemara is going to give us two answers. The first answer is going to be Omer Bacha Bar Yankiv, and then the second is going to be Rav. Om Rav Acha B'Yankov the Oilam Rabbi Yehudi. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Yalif Se'or Da'achila Mis'or D'Re'iyo. And he says that the halacha of not eating Se'or, when the Gemara says Se'or, it means Lav Tavke, it really means Chomet. The reason why he chaps on the word Se'or is because the Pasuk of Re'iyah says Le'yiro L'cho Se'or B'chol Gvulecha. So he says Se'or, but Rashi says it really means Chomet. And therefore Yalif, he learns the din of chametz to achila from the chametz d'ri'iyah. Mas or d'ri'iyah, just like the chametz of r'iyah, is shalcho I ataroya av ataroya shalachena mishal gavoya. During Yom Tov, you're allowed to pass by a non-Jewish bakery and see all the delicious blueberry danishes there in the window, even though you have a craving and desire to eat from them because you know that the Gentile baker only uses kosher ingredients, and he has a mashgiach that goes and warms up the oven every single morning, not during Pesach. But the point is, you will have a desire to eat from it, and you look at it, and you go and smack your lips. You're not oiver. You're only oiver if it's your chametz, not if it belongs to Acherim. Acherim means non-Jews. V'shal gavoya, or if it happens to be of Hegdish. I'm going to talk about Hegdish a little bit later. Put that to the side for a moment. So just like the din of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze only applies to your chametz, not to that of the Gentile. It's Afsa'or Dachila. Same thing when we're talking about the Sa'or of eating chametz. You're not allowed to eat your own chametz, but you're allowed to eat somebody else's chametz, and not only shalachem of the Gentile, but even of Gevoya. We'll talk about Gevoya shortly. Now, based on this Gemara, if you read it literally, what it's saying is that just like throughout Yom Tov, the Isser of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh is only on your chametz, the Isser of eating chametz is only on your chametz. And based on that, Rashi says something which is mind-blowing. If you look at Rashi, the third line, V'yalef se'or de'achila, kloimar, chometz, not se'or, it's chometz, the gabel lo ye ochel, mis'or de'ri'ya, hetzi rabbeisai, u'mutter chemtzoi shel nochri, af be'achila, v'afilu bet pesach min ha'teiro. Can you believe that? As I told you, it'd be mind-blowing, right? It's unbelievable. If a rabbi would say that today, he would say that he is an apikoidus.
He's translating for the new government.
But when you eat it, it becomes yours, though. When you consume it, you take a kinyan out of it.
We're going to talk about that in a month. Ed, what Rashi is saying is that you're allowed to eat chametz on yontif as long as it doesn't belong to you. If it belongs to the Gentile offers you, not a hamburger sandwich, or a, what was the other, cheeseburger sandwich, but he offers you a kosher roll that he bought at a kosher bakery a day before Yom Tov. It's not yours, it's his. And he says, I know it's your Jewish Yom Tov, but this is not yours, this belongs to me. I am giving it to you, and you can eat it, and have a good time, and enjoy it. That we're going to talk about in a moment. But you see what Rashi says. Chemtoi shel nochri, that means chometz of a Gentile, we're on the fourth line of the Rashi. Af bachila, it's mutter even to eat it, even the Pesach Menatzer. Now the question that Ed just brought up, and that Barry brought up a moment ago, and that is, but if the goy gives it to you, doesn't it belong to you? And once it belongs to you, don't you have the same problem again? Anyway, that's the top choices as this kasha. Look at the choices, Peter, Shashi, Mutter, Bachila, Vekasha. The Efsha, it's impossibility. It's got to be his. Why? If the guy gave it to him, then it's his. If this is a real shegetz, he wants to eat chametz and he steals it from the guy, he has to go and pay him back. I mean, he has to pay him back. So then, it's not any worse than the chametz that we had if someone left collateral with him during Yom Tov and he has a chrayus on it, that it's considered to be his. So also it's his if he has to go and pay him back. He brings another raya, and then for the nearer the riva, we skip two lines. We don't really mean bachila, we mean bahano. There's only a problem with the text of the Gemara. But it says in the Gemara, the Gemara said we learn the se'or, the achila, mis'or de re'ia, that shalcho yatare, vataroi shalchem, shalgvoy, av se'or de achila, shalcho yatoichel, avatoichel. The word oichel sounds very, sounds like you're eating, it doesn't sound like having an o. It doesn't really mean achila, it really means having anot. Anyway, as you see that this is fertile ground for the Mefarshim to go back and forth with the Rashi, the Tosfos, the Hid Neher, blah, blah, blah. There is a famous halacha that all the yeshiva-like know about, and that is what happens, for instance, you're learning in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and now you're invited to come to somebody's house for Pesach night to join the Seder. Oh, so happy, I have Baruch Hashem, I have a place to go. Usually people come back and forth. Nowadays they go back to their homes for Yom Tov. Last year wasn't so simple, as we know, because of COVID. When I was in Bochum Yeshiva, this was unheard of. Nobody went home for a year or two. You just stayed and you found a place to go for Yom Tov. Anyway, so bottom line is, I'm there. Can I go and eat there? Sure, it's kosher, everything is fine. Yeah, there's a problem. What's the problem? There's a pasuk where the Gemara learns that the matzahs have to be your matzahs. Can't go and just be matzahs that you borrow from someone. They have to be your matzahs. So those are very, very scrupulous. Before Yom Tov, they go and give a quarter, they give a dollar, and they say, I'm buying matzahs. The three matzahs are going to eat tonight, or whatever I'm going to eat. I want to buy it from you. But most people are much more makel, and they say, oh, if I give it to you, then automatically it's yours. But then there's a shaila. Is it really considered to be mine, or it really belongs to the balabas? He's just giving me permission to take some of them and eat some of them, but not that it belongs to me. He's giving me permission. And so therefore that's a gans shaila that they have nowadays. Do you have to pay the guy? Do you have to make a kinyan? You buy it off him before Yom Tov and you make a kinyan tzeder and a whole nine yards. So l'choy, that's the same type of shaila that we have over here. What is Rashi going to answer to Tosis? Rashi apparently is going to hold that there is no there's no requirement. Rashi is going to go and say that if a goy gives him permission to eat from his chametz, it's not that he's matnit, it's your chametz. I want you to have gratitude and to thank me already for years from now that I gave you this chometz in Erev Pesach Nemach because you were famished, you were so hungry, you couldn't eat chometz, you couldn't eat matzah, you had nothing else to eat, they didn't have the potato lockers, weren't ready yet, and so therefore I want you to go and have toida sanoa to me that you should go and thank me. So I don't want to give this to you, it's not yours, it's mine. Every morsel that you're eating is mine, but I'm allowing you, I'm authorizing you to go and eat it. So it could be that that's how Rashi emphasizes kasha, so that it shouldn't be that he's eating his own chametz, he still continues to eat from the goy's chametz, and that is what Rashi says, that according to our girsa, according to Behuda, this is permissible, that you're allowed to eat chametz af bachila even during Yom Tov, if it belongs to the goy, if it doesn't belong to the eat.
But achila, when you consume something, is a form of kinyan, and it's irreversible, okay?
That's what Tosfos shows.
So even if the guy is letting you eat his chametz, it's transferring to the ownership of the Jew as he consumes it, irreversibly.
So that is
there's a moment of Shiloh. Do you own it? Do you owe the guy? Do you not owe the guy? Do you own it? But clearly, in terms of a possession, in terms of ownership, you owned it when you ate it.
That's what Tosfos holds. Rashi respectfully disagrees, apparently, because otherwise, what's the hechatimtza? How can Rashi say you can go eat the chametz of goy on Pesach? You never have a chametz of goy. Once you're eating it, isn't it yours? Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's what Rav Acher B'Yankov holds according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, Nochmo. Third line to the top. That being the case, now we understand the distinction in our Mishnah between the Chomish Olav HaBaisach that belongs to the Goy and the Chomish HaBaisach that belongs to the Yid after Yom Tov. Oh, didn't we just say now? After Yom Tov is over, you're allowed to eat all of the goy's chametz, as long as, of course, he authorizes you and gives it to you. Yes, you can eat all the goy's chametz. And this goes on for all three periods: before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, after Yom Tov. So therefore, the chametz of the goy is mutter to you totally, no problem. But your chametz continues to be aser because it's only shalchoi at oichel, aval at oichel, aval shalchoi at oichel all three times, both before, afterwards. Aha. So really, the distinction now between the chametz of the Gentile and the chametz of the Yid is not really a distinction in Hana; it's really a distinction in Nachila. Because you're saying shalchoi at oichel, like Rashi's girsa, like our girsa. Ubedinu deboy leila misna dafila bachila nami shari. Really, our Misha should go to the next step and say that if it's a goyish chometz, then after Yom Tov, and for that matter, even during Yom Tov, it's totally mutter to eat, not only to have a no'ah from that chometz, but you might even go and eat from the chometz. I did the ton of Yisrael, Asa Manoah, since we wanted to emphasize that the Jewish chametz, not only is it Asa Bachila, it's Asa Manoah, he cannot trade, he cannot sell, he cannot ever have any Anoah whatsoever. Tonami di Nochri, Mutter Banoah. That's why he says, Nochri Mutter Banoah, but really it's not only Mutter Banoah, it's even Mutter Ba'achila. But it's not only Mutter Ba'achila after Yom Tov, even during Yom Tov. Uvedinu di Boyle Misadaf, Lubetoich Zmanoi Mutter Ba'anoah. As well as mutter ba'achila. This lashon in Gemara is a little bit better. Loi toisvis, because he's saying that filbet tochmani mutter ba'noah. It's not a kasha in Rashi because this is just a follow up from the Mishnah. We just finished saying that really the Mishnah could have said mutter ba'achila, aser ba'achila. Why did it say mutter ba'noah, aser ba'noah? Because we wanted to stress that the chometz of a yid after Yom Tov is not only Osir Bachila, but it's Osir Ba'anoah. You can't give it to your klovim, you can't go and sell it. It's totally up. So therefore we say by the goy, we also use the expression Mutter Ba'anoah. But it's really Mutter Bachila. Ah, but why do we talk about after Yom Tov? Let's talk about during Yom Tov. So as a follow-up, the Gemara says, it could have said in the Mishnah that the goy Shechometz is even Mutter Ba'anoah, meaning even mutter bachila loy drashi, ubedinu deboy lemistafila betoich zmanay mutter banoah. By the ton of Yisrael, the achaz manay. Since the Yisrael were focusing on the achaz manay, it's a double portion that a yid can go and eat the chametz during Yom Tov. I don't need a mission to tell us every child of 2 years old knows that you can't eat chametz during Yom Tov. By the ton of Yisrael, the achaz manay. The chiddush in the mission is even after Yom Tov is over, you're not allowed to have a noah from chametz shavul of the Pesach. Tanami the nochi the achaz manay. Bottom line is, we have l'chayra, a very nice pshat in our Mishnah, that it goes alib and Rabbi Yehuda, and even though initially we thought Rabbi Yehuda's Isra Achila, lefnei zman, during zman, acher zman, is all chametz, regardless from who owns the chametz, Rav Acher B'Yankov is now mechadish alib and Rabbi Yehuda, that only applies to the Jews' chametz, and not to chametz that is owned by a Gentile. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Amal Oilam Shimon, it really goes according to Rav Shimon. Well, Rav Shimon holds that you're allowed to go and eat chometz lefnei zman, the acher zman. Well, what's the issue? Only talks about his cards, but before and after is no problem. Our Mishnah says after Yom Tov is a problem. Rav Shimon can also kanes. Rav Shimon puts on a rabbinical punitive halacha of knas. What's the knas? Hoyu the overleb b'bal yiro b'bal yemotzei, because this guy was a bad guy. Everybody before Yom Tov goes and makes sure to go and eradicate and eliminate every shtickel chometz that he has, except for the chometz that he sells through the roof to a goy. But everything else, he makes sure there's nothing left. This Jew, unfortunately, was not scrupulous, was not meticulous. He left over some chometz in his rishus. Oh, since you left over chometz in your rishus, you think that after Yom Tov we're going to allow you to go and have anah from it. You're not going to have any benefit from it. This, of course, will now incentivize people not to hold on to the chometz, because if it's worthless after Yom Tov, no purpose in holding on to it. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. Kenosa konis over overlay b'bal yiro u'bal yei motze. And in fact, if you look in the Rashi of the Mishnah, Rashi learns like this second pshat. If you look in the Rashi back on the bottom of Chochmas and Aleph, Bigmor and Mefarish, what's the reason why? Mishum knasa avalei mishum bal yira. And by the way, before we turn back to Choftes, look at the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah sounds like Rava, because it says at the end of the Mishnah, v'shal Yisrael osir b'hano. Why is it osir b'hano? If the Mishnah were telling us that the reason is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it as an Isra Achila and Isra No, lefnei zman, during zman, li'achar zman, shouldn't it use one of the three psukim that the Gemara quoted yesterday? Of lo yeyachel, lo yisoychal, lo yisoychlu. Why is the Mishnah talking about le'yirolecha? Yirolecha has to by yiro by yimotzi. It has nothing to do with eating or having hano of chometz. And so therefore it's mash v'taka like the pshat of Rava, like Rashi saying that mitzat ikra din min ha-teira, Reb Shimon says you'd be allowed to have anor from the chometz that you left over after Yom Tov. You can eat it, you can sell it, but I'm afraid that a person then is going to have the incentive to leave over chometz over Yom Tov to be able to go and eat it and sell it. Oh, knas konsu shnei shleir olcha. What is Reb Acha B'Yankov going to do with this shleir olcha? Mara is going to tell us in a moment. He's going to append this to the reisha of the Mishnah. Chomit shel noach risha avla v'pesach mutar bano. Halacha one. V'shel Yisrael osir bano. You're wondering why are we distinguishing between chomitz of a goish of avla v'pesach and chomitz of a yid that was avla v'pesach. I'll tell you why. Shenema leiro lechosiyar. Shelcho iyat aroya avat aroya shelachem v'shel gevoya. And Yalif Sa'ar the Achila Misa'ar the Re'iya Shalcha Iyata Oichavat Oichav Shalachay Shalachayna Mishal Gavay. So therefore the Shenema is not really going on the Yisrael din as much as it's going on the Nachri din. Why Chamishal Nachri all the Pesach Mutav? No, you know why? Shenema Lo Yira Lecha Si'ar. Yours you're not allowed to see. Yours you're not allowed to eat. Yours you're not allowed to eat. But the Goyish Yira. I only said that now because that introduces the next Gemara, so it'll be very simple. So back to Yimar. Rav Amli Olam Reb Shimini. Reb Shimini can also cut it. Even though it's Tzadik Kuradin, you're allowed to have Anor, you're allowed to eat after Yom Tov. Why? Because there's no Isra after Yom Tov. Hoiv Olam Rabbi Yirah by Yimar, say the Chum through the books at him and said, you're going to be Oiv by Yirah, no Hano after Yom Tov. And Bishlam Rabbi Dikton Yisrael Yisrael Osam Yishub Shinem Alei Yirah L'Chosi Or, like we just said, because of the Knaz, you were Oiv and Lo Yirah. El Rav Acham Yang Mishol Lo Yochel Chum, it's me boy, it shouldn't say Lo Yirah. It should say that the reason why you're not allowed to know after Yom Tov is Lo Yirah. Echad Isra Achila V'Echad Isra No B'Mashma. After the Gemara, Misabras HaSeifa Koi. You think that that Pasul Yochel Chomet is referring to the Seifa? It's a Reisha Koi. V'Ochi Koma. And it's explaining the Reisha in the Mishnah. You know why Chomet Shal Nochi Shavla V'Pesach Mutir Bahano Shem Shenema Lira Lecho Shel Choy Ataroya Avat Aroya Shalachem Shal Gavoya. And this is not just the din in Bayro Bayimotze V'Yalav Sar Dachilam Esar Dariyo. Those are the two pshatim in our Mishnah. Very, very nice, very beautiful. So we start off today wondering who could possibly be the author of our Mishnah. We have Machlokes Rav Acha B'Yankov and Rava, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or whether it's Reb Shimon. So to move Azal Tamay. These two, Rav Acha B'Yankov and Rava, go Lishit HaSam in another Machlokes, the Itmar. What happens if a person eats the chametz of a goy after Yontif? The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem in eating the goy's chametz after Yontif, because no problem even eating the Jew's chametz after Yontif, right? Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter li'achas manai. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says you're not allowed to eat li'achas manai. Are you allowed to eat from the sa'or, from the goyish chametz li'achas manai? Rova amalek, if you do it, we get them pech, malkis, he's over alav. Rabbi Yankov Omer ain't a loike. No love, no malchus. Rav Omer loike lo yalef Rabbi Yehuda saor da'achila misaor der'ia. This whole learning saor da'achila misaor der'ia, this was a brand new invention of Rav Acha Bayankov. Rav doesn't subscribe to this, and therefore Rav says that's why I said that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon based on a knas. It cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, there's no difference between Gentiles chametz or Jews chametz post Yontif. In both cases, you're not. Are you allowed to eat a Gentile's chametz during Yontif? No. So you're not allowed to eat a Gentile's chametz after Yontif. Nothing to talk about. So therefore, if you do, get malchus. Like we said up above, and therefore you're allowed to go and eat the goyish chametz post Yontif. Each one goes the shitosai.
Is Rav Acha
Bar Yankov
talking in Rav Yehuda?
Are you talking about Rav Acha? Rav Acha Bar Yankov. Look at the third line at the top of the Amud.
Okay.
It's all according to Yehuda. Even though Rav Acha Bar Yankov came up with this beautiful, beautiful pshat, Gamsa Tumul mit the Rashi mit the Toisis, it's beautiful. However, as we'll see, ultimately, later in life, he changed his mind. Now, till we get to Rav Acha Bar Yankov's change of heart and change of mind, it's going to take us about 5 or 10 minutes, because we're going to first analyze pshat in the following brisa. The Gemara is going to give 3 or 4 different pshatim in the brisa, and we're going to see from Rav Acha Bar Yankov's pshat that he obviously changed his mind. Okay. So, what does the brisa say? Zot Yomar Medesai, you will under the brisa, Oichel Chomet Shel Hegdish, B'moyein Mo'al, V'yesh Oimrim Loi Mo'al. What happens if during Yontif, for the first time, we're not having that the Jew eats Chomet of his own? That everybody agrees you can't eat Chomet that belongs to the Jew on Yontif. But what happens? He didn't eat the Chomet of Agoi, but he ate the Chomet of Hegdish. Okay, so what's the halacha now? Anytime you have a no'ah from Hegdish, don't you have a problem of me'ila? What's me'ila? Me'ila means anytime that you have a no'ah from Hegdish. If you have a no'ah of a shavah pruta, then you have to go and return the value of what you had a no'ah from. You have to add a choymish, and you have to bring that famous carbon called the asham me'ilois, a person who's moyed Hegdish. Good. Moyed mo'al is a din of me'ila. V'yayshayim remloyim mo'al, there's no din of me'ila. Obviously, there's a machloikis. So, Gemara man yesh oimim. Who's the one that says loy moal? So, since the Gemara says man yesh oimim loy moal, the Gemara holds that the moal, that's the dover poshet. That's that we don't need to subscribe to that any particular name. That's the dover poshet that you are moil. Now, why are you moil behegdish? So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is moal about a quarter down the omud from the top of the omud. Maybe it's 15 lines or so. Right. Moal chayiv korban meila. According to this man that holds Moal, he holds that the Hegdish's Chometz has value during Yontif. The opposite of the Hegdish. And he ruined it for Hegdish by eating it. Kirav Shimon, the Omar, Chometz li Acher HaPesach, Mutter. Chometz after Yontif is Mutter. In other words, during Yontif, obviously, nobody can go and eat it. But after Yontif, people could eat it. What you've done is you've taken or you've damaged Hegdish by having someone eat the chametz during Yontif. It's no longer available to eat and to sell after Yontif. The avdikav, the knosa konis, and even though Reb Shimon holds that there is a knas that we put on a person, hanimil b'chem to shel hajit. If I have chametz of Hegdish in my reshus, you're off the hook, just like if you have the goyish of chametz in your reshus. So therefore, achra Pesach, have a mazman le gizbar li Yisrael. I was holding some of that Hegdish in my house, some of that Chometz to Hegdish, no problem. I had no problem by Yerubba Yimotze. I looked at it. I took YouTube pictures. They took videos. It went viral. But it wasn't mine. It was Hegdish's Chometz. Therefore, I was not even by Yerubba Yimotze. But it has value. What's the value? The Gizbar after Yontif is going to come by, collect the Chometz, and sell it to someone. And therefore, whatever the Chometz is worth, it's worth. But if someone were to eat that Chometz during Yontif, he's being moil because he's taking away that intrinsic inherent value in that chametz. That being the case, whatever the value is, if it's the blueberry Danish that a video keeps on talking about, how much is that worth today? $1, $1.50. I don't know how much they sell Danishes for today, but whatever it happens to be. So, it's $1. You're going to have to go and pay back Hegdish $1 plus Choymish plus bring a Karma Sham. That's according to the Tanakh. However, the other man, the Yomar, says, Yesh Omrim Loi Mual. Now the question is, why Loi Mual? Rashi explained it so beautifully, that you Taka Mual Behegdish because it has value, and after Yom Tov you could have sold it, and Gizbar could have made money, and why didn't you Mual? So the Yomar, man, Yesh Omrim Yoichanan, this is the famous Nechunye Ben Akonahi. Who's Nechunye Ben Akonah? Nechunye Ben Akonah is Mechadish, a brand new expansion of the din of Kom Lei Bidrab Minei. One means Kom Lei Bidrab Minei. We're familiar in general with the concept that if a person does an Isur that has in it two different types of penalties, two different types of Onshim, that you give the bigger one and you dismiss the smaller one. So for instance, if a person, Chas V'Shalom, on Shabbos goes over to somebody else's Godish, he has a big heap of tevuah, of grain, and he goes and takes a match, and he lights that whole heap of grain, and it all burns down to the ground, causing huge damage to the victim, damage of $1,000, $10,000. After Shabbos is over, he takes him to court. I want you to pay me $10,000. You destroyed all of my grain. You're potter from having to pay. Why are you potter from having to pay? Because we're going to go and give this person Misa. If there were two Eidim, Betasrom, Begansa Misa, he's going to go and get Skila for being over the halacha of Havara B'Shabbos. Come to dominate, he'll be potter. This person lost all the, hopefully he'll collect it from insurance, or Kodesh Baruch will repay him sometime in the future. He'll win the lottery.
Come to dominate by Misa, by Kores, do we say come to dominate?
Even though it's not Misa b'dei Adam, it's Kores b'dei Shamoyim. That's the Chiddush b'chani menakana upotem in tashlumin. That's why you're potter. Anachnu lomdim chal. Anyway. Again, that's a great chiddush because we would have thought it's only by Mises Bezdin, Kamashim Lon, even by Karet. That's the Mechunim and Akonah's chiddush. You find the Mechunim and Akonah brought several times in Shas. Anyway, that's why no dinam ilam. That's pshat number one. Rabbi Yosef Amar, I have pshat number two. The machloik is between whether yom moil or nish moil if you eat from the chometz on Pesach. Rabbi Yosef Amar from the chometz of Hegdish. Rabbi Yosef Amar b'poyd is a kodesh machil neklov and kamiflegi. The question is whether you can be poyd the kodesh machil neklov. What does he mean? So Rashi says it's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili says you're allowed to have anor from chometz on Yontif. I'm not allowed to have my own chometz on Yontif. Fine, you won't have your own. However, what happens if you have Hegdish Chometz? Are you allowed to go and take the Hegdish Chometz on Yontif and be pointed? Okay, now the touch money. Cholamite. Cholamite, I look at this piece of Chometz, it's clearly worth $5. I'll give Hegdish an extra bonus, I give it $10, I'll be pointed. No question about it, I give the right amount, and I'm pointed this Chometz. What am I going to do with it? I'm going to go and give it to my caliph to go and eat. Are you allowed to be poydus a kodesh machil neklov? That's a machloikis. What is a machloikis based on? So the last Rashi says, it says in the pasuk, tizbach v'chal to basar, and therefore there's a machloikis where you learn tizbach v'legiza basar v'chol v'chal to v'le klavecha, or do you just learn tizbach v'chal to and you don't learn l'le klavecha? A machloikis whether you're allowed to go and be poydus a kodesh machil neklov. And if man v'yam amal kasem a poydus a kodesh machil neklov, it's now during Yom Tov, this Hegdish has value today. Why does it have value today? Because Hegdish could go and sell it today. Not to another Jew, but it could go and sell it for Perdachim Leklov. And of course, the same thing would apply also to a Gentile. Can you go and be poitik kodshim achilam l'nachrim? Same halacha would apply, that the first man Yom says that you can be poitik, so therefore it has value during Yom Tov itself, and if you go and eat it, you're damaging Hegdish, and therefore you have to go and pay back and bring a korban asham ilois. The other man Yom says that you're not moil, because some ain't poitik, you cannot be poitik as the Hegdish l'achim l'klam. It will have value post Yontif, but it doesn't have value today, because nobody in the world can go and eat this chametz during Yontif. Neither the Jew, for sure not, but even to go and sell it to a guy, or to go and sell it to give to your caliph, all of that is prohibited, so now it has no value. It will have potential value. That's what the Gemara calls Dova Goyrim Lamomai. But at the moment, it has no value. So therefore, Leimol, Kosova ain't point. That's pshat number two. Rav Acha bar Rava, not to be confused with Rav Acha bar Yankiv. Rav Acha bar Rava, Tanala, Leha, Shmaisim, Shmeit, Rav Yosef, Bahai Lishna. Meaning Rav Yosef just gave one pshat. Rav Acha bar Rava says, no, I have a Mesoira, that Rav Yosef, in fact, had a different pshat. The Kuliyama ain't point is a courage like in the club. That now on Yom Tov, you cannot point it. What does that mean? That means that even though today it has no value, but it has potential value for the future, or what they call today the futures market. That today, no value, but after Yom Tov it will have value. Is the fact, would you like to join me over here on this side? It would be a covet for me. Not Chasam that covet, but it would be an honor. Yeah,
take me a little while.
Yeah, me too. I didn't think of this for the last 40 minutes until Robert came. Robert Kritav. We're on the Chof Tesam and Base. So, on the top, exactly, the very, very top. Just a couple more. You got it. I know you know. The Hashemah which made a Riyasa Bahalish, the Kulialma, in point is going to lichlin like loving. During Yom Tov, you cannot use this chametz whatsoever. Zero. This question that we just mentioned a moment ago, futures, meaning now it has no value. It will have a value post Yom Tov. Ah, even though it has no value today, but since it will have a value in the future, and all those that are involved in the futures market know that anything that has a future value has a value today. Meaning that even though I cannot use the chametz today during Chol HaMoed to go and give it to my caliph or to go and sell it to a goy, I can't. This chametz is worth $5. But in a week from now, after Yom Tov is over, I could go and sell it to the goy, etc., etc. And therefore, at that time, or sell it to the Jew. Fine. Sell it to the Jew after Yom Tov. The Jew would buy it after Yom Tov. How much is he going to buy it for at that time? For $5. That's how much it's worth. But I can't sell it today. Okay, so we're going to give a discount of a week on the $5. So today it's only worth 4 1/4. Maybe it's only worth $3.95. Whatever it happens to me, you'll discount it, but it has some value today based on the fact that it'll have a futures value in a week from now. Yeah, after Yom Tov it have value. Today, it's worthless. That's the machloikis, whether mo'al or lo'imal. If you hold that it's kimam and dummy, so it was mo'il me'egdish. If you hold lav kimam and dummy, it wasn't mo'il, and you put it from yasham me'ilois, etc. All of those pshatim were fine, fantastic. The reason why we brought this all is to go and show that Rav Acha bar Yankiv changed his mind. Where are we going to find this? Rav Acha bar Yankiv, I'm going to go to the moment, kimam and dummy. Oh, so the chayyim should be moil. That's the machlokes. The one that holds limoil is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only can you not eat chametz during Yom Tov, you cannot even go and eat chametz she'ovel Pesach after Yom Tov.
Its future value is also zero.
Exactly. There's no futures value. If no futures value, then it's worth zero. Totally zero. So therefore, Leimot. Omad Yom Tov. Reb Shimon says, you're allowed to eat after Yom Tov. That's no problem. Freik Yomara, That pshat sounds so beautiful. But let's remember what Rav Acha bar Yankov Hudi Omer de Rabbi Yehuda Yalef Se'or de Achila Mese'or de Re'iyah. And therefore, although the focus has always been on the Shalchoi Ataroya Vataroya Shal Achayrim, but now we have to focus on the Shal Gavoya. Ah, so if you see the Hegdish in your home, this Chometz, the Hegdish throughout the Yomdiv, Shalchoi Ataroya Vataroya, you're allowed to go and see the Hegdish is Chometz. That's not a problem. And we just said now that you're allowed to go and also eat the Hegdish's chometz after and even during Yom Tov, like with Rashi saying that you're allowed to eat the Goyish chometz, you can eat the. No, I can't eat the Hegdish chometz because I'm going to be moiling the Hegdish. So, Zokti Yemoriyat, what is the machloikis between whether you are moil or not moil? It's a machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Mandi Yom Loi Moal, Loi Moal, Kirabi Yehuda. Why would it be Loi Moal Kirabi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda said it's Osir Bachila, Osir Ban. 1 second! Rabbi Yehuda holds Osir Bachila, Osir Banor, only if it's your own chametz. What happens if it's the chametz of a non-Jew? Or if it's the chametz of Hegdish? You're allowed to eat it even on Yom Tov itself. But I'm removing from the ownership of Hegdish that chametz which is worth $5. Fine! I'll pay them $5. On Chol HaMoed, I'll set aside not five, I'll set aside $10. I'll be poidus a hegdish lachilan to me, for myself. According to Racha Bar Yankov, that's permissible. If it would be the goyish chametz, I could eat it. So if it's hegdish's chametz, I can eat it. I got to pay back the hegdish. So I'll pay him back. So why does it say over here that according to Racha Bar Yankov, according to Yehuda, loimal, he certainly was moil. Because we're not talking about Jewishly owned chametz. We're talking about Hegdish's owned chametz. And therefore, I'm allowed to eat it, and I'm allowed to have a no, and if I have a no, I gotta pay back the Hegdish for having that a no. So why is it Leimon? Is the Charay Lahod the Rabbi Yankov Meir Abacha Rabbi Yankov Taka changed his mind from his hope shot? And therefore, Lemaisa, we do not learn like Rav Acha bar Yankov. And therefore, Lemaisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not learn the din of Se'or D'Achilim and Se'or D'Riyah. And therefore, Lemaisa, you're not allowed to eat Goyish HaChometz, not like Rashi said. Rashi, of course, was talking about before Rav Acha bar Yankov changed his mind in the Havamina. So therefore, don't think to yourself today, oh, I know Tosis argues, but at least Rashi holds that you can eat Goyish HaChometz during Yom Tov. Okay, so I'm a Mekel type of guy, I'm going to go and eat some. No, Racha bar Yankov changed his mind, even according to Yehuda, according to everybody, you're not allowed to go and eat any type of Chometz during Yom Tov, even Goyish HaChometz and Chometz of Hegdish, all 0-0, you're not allowed to eat anything.
What should Yehuda's Makor now for the comments after Pesach of a Nachri?
That was yesterday's three psukim. We have three psukim in the Gemara. Yochel, Soichel,
Leisoichel.
Right. So according to the Havamina, according to the Maskana, in other words, the Havamina of today's Gemara, at the very beginning before it became Rabbi Chaim, yeah. According to the Maskana, the Isser of Chometz has nothing to do with ownership. You're not allowed to eat Chometz, period. You're not allowed to eat Chometz before Yom Tov, during Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov, regardless of who it belongs to. Whether it belongs to me, it belongs to you, it belongs to the Gentile, belongs to Hegdish. Any Chometz that was there before Yom Tov, during Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov is awesome. Okay. Brand new Chometz, that's a different story. You're allowed to go and bake after Yom Tov is over. Good.
Yeah. So we just don't see it brought in this extra pasuk to
the extra pasuk in the Bayiro Bayimotzi Shal Chaya Toroyim.
Right.
That's only because of Racha bar Yankov, according to his pshat until now, learned that just like the din of Bayiro Bayimotzi is only your chametz and not the Gentiles' chametz, so according to Racha bar Yankov in the Havamina, he also held that the Isser of eating chametz is your chametz. Shalcho I ata oichel, aber ata oichel shalachem shalgavoy. You can eat the Gentiles' chametz. But now we fall away from that and say, no, by Yiro, by Yimotze, 100% you're right. We distinguish between the Jew and between the Gentile. But not when it comes to Achilas Chometz. Achilas Chometz, any type of Chometz belonging to anybody in the world, even people that live in China and Zanzibar and in who knows where, in Alaska, any Chometz during, before Yom Tov, during Yom Tov, after Yom Tov is Asur, according to Rebbe Yehuda. Today, that we are only machmir not to eat chomich of a Pesach of a Jew, and not that of a Goy, is because we hold the pshat of Rava, which is the only remaining pshat. And the reason is because of the knas. The knas is, you Jew, you should have eradicated the chomich, or you should have sold it to a Goy. You held on to it over Yom Tov. There's now a penalty on that individual that you're not allowed, nobody's allowed to have a noah from that chomich. And that's why we have, traditionally here on the West Side, always this lengthy
list
of all of those establishments which are allowed to buy chametz and not allowed to buy chametz after Yom Tov. Did it belong to a Jew? Did it belong to a Goy? Did he sell it? Didn't he sell it? V'chuli v'chuli.
Because we
pass him like Reb Shimon, and we pass him mitteknas. Zokti moravaitim. Shkoyach. So we have yet one more pshat in the machloikis with a mal or loy mal. We don't really need this pshat anymore, so to speak, because the whole reason why we introduced this is just a racha v'yankin. But since we have this machloikis mal loy mal, we have another pshat. Ravashi, yavli kuli alma ain't poitin. You cannot be poitin. If we have a good moment, love kimam and dummy. No, if that's the case, then there's no value to this chometz that belongs to Hegdish over Yontif. I cannot be poided to either serve it to a caliph or lahabdul to go and sell it to a goy. Ain't point. And the fact that it's going to have rights and value after Yontif, that's goodish. Lav kimomentum. So what's this for in the man the yom that holds mo'al? Oh, boch blutum yoyse, gli the rabbanon commit for the gi. Oh, very simple. Man the yom mo'al is kerb yoyse. Rab yoyse ha glili that says at the beginning of that braisa that we learned the beginning of the shir. Rabbi Yossi Gli holds that even during Yontif, chametz is mutter b'hano. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's mutter b'hano. Okay, so if you have any chametz, now I'm not allowed to own chametz during Yontif, but what happens if I want to go and buy and sell the goy's chametz, or buy and sell the hegdish's chametz? That's okay, because it's mutter b'hano. Gans Yontif. And therefore, if it's Mutabana, if the Hegdish is Chomet, it's Mutabana, I can't go and eat from it, but it's Mutabana. So I could go and
trade it,
I can go and buy it to go and give to my Caliph, things of that nature. And so then they give it to the Klovim, be poide as a Kosh Mokhim the Klovim. And therefore, it does have value today. Oh, the Gemara says, ain't poide. Okay, so we wouldn't be poide, but nevertheless, it has intrinsic inherent value because of Mutabana. That being the case, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, Mo'al, according to Rabbanan that say that it's Osir Bano, the Rabbanan would hold, Loi Mo'al, Madiyama Mo'al, Rabbi Yosef Madiyama Loi Mo'al is Kerabban. Fine. So we went through all the nice pshatim here in this Mo'al for Loi Mo'al, and we concluded that Rabbi Chaim Yankov changed his mind, and therefore the only pshat that remains in the Mishnah is that we're going like Reb Shimon and Kenosa Konis, and that's why Rashi conveniently brings the second pshat and not the first pshat, because that's the final remaining pshat in the Gemara. Good. From here until the rest of today's daf is quite straightforward. We leave the specific halachas of chametz and Pesach, and we really go more into hilchos taruvis generally. What's hilchos taruvis? Taruvis means when you have mixed foods where unfortunately something which is prohibited to eat fell into something that you are allowed to eat. So I have this delicious chulent, and unfortunately a piece of chazer fell in. Or for that matter, some milk fell in. So I have a big problem of kashrus. Is it osir? Is it mutter? Can I have it? Can I not have it? So that's hilchos taruvis or basa mecholav generally. And our Gemara gets into it because we're going to talk about chometz specifically. So Omer Rav, chometz bizmanoi. Chometz during this man, meaning during Yontif. Bein meminoi, bein shaloi beminoi. If a piece of chometz falls into minoi, meaning into other gluten products, other wheat products, or shaloi beminoi, it falls into a soup, a chulent, a kugel. In other words, nothing to do with gluten, nothing to do with chametz. What's the halacha? Osur, both beminoi and shaloi beminoi. On the other hand, if the chametz falls shaloi bizmanoi beminoi, shaloi bizmanoi, if you're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, before Yontif or after Yontif, it gets mixed into minoi. Again, chometz gets mixed into other gluten products. For instance, you have you made matzah meal from matzah, and you have some crumbled up chometz that fell into that matzah meal. Now it's b'minoi, it's from the same wheat. What's the halacha? B'minoi, it's awesome. Shaloi b'minoi, if it falls into a kugel or chum, then it's matzah. Frank Timur B'mayaskin, and let's understand the facts. What is Rav talking about? When it fell in, that chometz fell in. Ilein b'benoisin tam, how much chometz fell in? Was it enough chometz to give a tam? If that's the case, that's what we're talking about. There was so much chometz that it gave a tam, then I understand why bizmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi asa. Now, bearing in mind that when you're talking about shaloi b'minoi, it's easier to contemplate or to understand that it's noisim tam. Noisim tam means that it gives a flavor and a taste into that other food.
A noticeable taste.
A noticeable, discernible taste. Especially to someone who happens to be a connoisseur.
Feinschmecker.
Then avada. But if it's b'minoi, normally you don't say that it's noisim tam. So whenever you have a gemara of this nature, the pshat is that had it been mixed into another item, shaloi b'minai, would it give a tam? So now I assume that it gives a tam here too. Or more simply, we have a rule of echad b'shishim, 1/60th typically gives a tam. So was it more than 1/60th, and therefore it's noisim tam. Oh, so if that's the amount of chametz that fell in other words, a sizable amount of chametz, that you can feel it. So now in the simbis man of being the mean and gracious one, you know, it's awesome. You feel the chametz, you're eating chametz. So if that's the case, why shalei b'zman, why do I say that if it fell in nois and tam, why do I say shalei b'mina is mutter? If shalei b'mina means I feel, it's after yontif, I'm biting into a matzah, and I feel chametz, and I say, I can't believe there's chametz in my matzah. According to Yehuda, you now eat chametz after yontif. So why does it say that shaloi b'minoi, or actually matzah is really b'minoi, if it fell into a soup, it fell into a chulin, it fell into a kugel, and now it's after yontif and I'm eating and I say I feel the chametz here, why is it mutter? Contribute it should be osur. So nachma ilay b'nois in tam shaloi b'zmanoi shaloi b'minoi is mutter. Oh, you have time and you feel it. Ela muzm nachzong, that Rav is talking about min mashu. Mashu means that it did not have enough to be nois in tam, just a small amount of chametz falls in. Okay, so let's now analyze that. El v'mashu, chametz v'zmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi osur. We're saying that if it happens during yontif, sai b'minoi, in matzah products, sai shaloi b'minoi, in a chont or a kugel or something else, we're saying it's osur. So why would that be? Rav l'tamei de rav u'shmul d'yamur tavayim. Again, this is a generic halacha, not a Pesach halacha. Halacha that applies kol ha-teira. Kol isur in Shabbat teira. The minoi is b'mashu. It falls in the same min, even a mashu. Shloi b'minoi b'noi sin tam. So now I understand why during yontif it's b'minoi, even b'mashu, even though you don't feel it, you don't taste it, a mashu. What's the svara of min b'minoi? Loy bottle. The svar is because when one thing falls into the other, instead of trying to neutralize the tam, rather it strengthens the tam. Right? If you have, for instance, you have you're cooking chicken soup, and in the chicken soup you have real chicken instead of just having these fake seasonings. Exactly. So you have real chicken. Now, if you're going to eat the chicken soup after that, you know, it tastes like chicken soup. What happens if you would add to the kosher chicken, you would add a non-kosher Purdue chicken, put it into the same chicken soup? It's not that one chicken is going to outlast or outdo and conquer the other chicken's taste. If anything, by adding another chicken, it's going to add more taste to the chicken soup, more chicken flavor to the chicken soup. So instead of neutralizing one another, it's going to add. So that's why we hold that min b'minoi is b'mashu according to Rav and Shmuel. Ah, so that answers why b'zmanoi, b'minoi, b'mashu who is us. The question is why shaloi b'minoi? It's not discernible. It's not noticeable. You don't feel it. Zok dimara, Rav gozer chametz b'zmanoi shaloi b'minoi otu minoi. Rav says, I'm goyzer, because chometz is such a chomer dikka isur. It's not just an isur lav. It's an isur of kares. So therefore, even a mashahu, you're not allowed to eat that. Only a drop fell in. Makes no difference. It doesn't become bottle. The whole thing is awesome. So you're going to ask, well, is that the only isur that we find in this kares? After all, isn't there an isur of dam and of chelev? Shouldn't that also be awesome, even the mashahu? Says Rashi, since dam v'chelev bedili in shimine, people know that throughout the year you're not allowed to go and eat blood, you're not allowed to go and eat chelev, so you don't have to go and make special gzeiros. But throughout the year, every one of us eats chametz throughout the year. Exactly. So that being the case, it's a ruggle, especially if eating ruggalach, then you're really ruggle. So therefore, yeah, concerned that he might come to eat it during Yom Tov by mistake, by accident. Oh, but what did I do? Therefore, we have to be machli, make a special exam. So Rav goes, chomitz ben rabbi, shloim minoy, otor minoy. What about shloim bezmanoy? Shloim bezmanoy? Shloim bezmanoy ben minoy is asur. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even shloim bezmanoy asur, like we learned in the Braisa. V'shloim bezmanoy mutter. Why? V'shloim bezmanoy, v'shloim bezmanoy, otor minoy kuli hay loy gozrinan. After all, pre-yontiv and post-yontiv, it's not a din of kores. It's only an Isser Lav, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if we're not Koizer, if it's Min B'minoi Avad, that's not a Gzera, that's the Isser. However, Min Shalai B'minoi, we weren't Koizer, it's only a Mashu, it's kosher. Very simple, Rav. And now we're going to have Shmuel, and another minute or two we're going to have Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Omer Chometz B'zmanoi, B'minoi is Osur, Shalai B'minoi is Mutter. Shalai B'zmanoi, Bein b'minoi, bein shloi b'minoi is mutter. So let's think about this. Shmuel says chometz b'zmanoi. Remember, we said that both Rav and Shmuel agree that kol isurin shebatoyre b'minoi b'mashu shloi b'minoi b'noi sinta. Aha. Okay. So what are we talking about now? We have chometz b'zmanoi. B'minoi is osur. A mashu fell in, and that's why it's osur. Shloi b'minoi is mutter because a mashu fell in and it's not noisin tam. That's why it's mutter. Rav made a gezeira. Shmuel doesn't subscribe to that gezeira, and Shmuel says no. Even during yontif, shloi b'minoi is mutter as long as it's a mashu. It's not nesinas tam. Shloi b'zmanoi. If shloi b'zmanoi meaning before yontif, after yontif, bein b'minoi, shloi b'minoi is mutter. Why? Because Igmar is going to say that Shmuel holds not like Reb Yehuda, he holds like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds being the Minish, Reb Minai. Before Yontif, after Yontif, it's all Mutter. It's only during Yontif we have the whole issue. Again, Chometz is Man and Minai, also Shmuel Tamei. Tirav Shmuel, the Amitabai, Kol Yisun, Shabbat, Tirav Minai, Asur, Mim Mashu. Shaloi Vimina, Vinois and Tam, Shaloi Viminon. Oto minan loy gozar, not like Rav. Shloi bizmanai, bein b'minan, bein shloi b'minan, mutar, kirab shimon. Very simple, Shmuel is very straightforward. No gzeiris, they learn like Reb Shimon, aleik. Reb Yochanan Omar, this is the third day. Chometz bizmanai, bein b'minai, bein shloi b'minai is osur. When? Not the mashu. Benoisin tam, even beminoi, benoisin tam, shloi bezmane, bein beminon, bein shloi beminon is mutter. Start again. Chomis bezmane, bein beminoi, shloi beminoi, benoisin tam, Rabbi Yochanan tame. The Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish respectfully disagree with Rav and Shmuel. And they hold the Amitabai, call the Surin Shematoyra, bein beminon, bein shloi beminon is always benoisin tam. Even though b'mina you don't really feel the tam, but echem mishishim, or you are mishayir, what would happen if this was shaloi b'mina, would it be noisin tam, would not be noisin tam? That's the shir of noisin tam. Shaloi b'zmanoi, pei b'mina, shaloi b'minoi, mutar, why? Kerib shimon, like Shmuel said, after this man, before this man, all mutar. So, Rabbi, so we have now three-way machloikis, Rav, and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I can't let you go now because you would say to yourself, how do we pass Kanul Chalam Maisa? What do we do? So, Amar Rava, Rava Kamili comes on the scene and he tells us what the halach is. Hilchasa, Chomis Bezmanoi, Bein Beminoi, Bein Shaloi Beminoi is Osir Bemashu. Why? Kid Rav. And that's why you'll always hear people say, Chomit is so chomor that even it's Osir Bemashu. Not also mashu by your mutz. It's also mashu in achila. Even though a mashu fell into your whatever, and that's why you have to be so careful when it comes to yomtiv. Chas v'shalom, what you buy and what you eat that shouldn't have even a drop of chametz from anywhere. It's also mashu. Yeah. Shloi bezmanai bein b'minoi shloi b'minoi mutter kirab shimon. We paskin like Reb Shimon, meaning we paskin like the second half of Shmuel. So we paskin like Rav in the first half. We paskin like Shmuel in the second half. Frank the Amara. Mi Amar Rava, how did Rava say that? Mi Amar Rava, Reb Shimon knosa konis hoyu ve'over olav b'yiro b'yimotze. And that's the final pshat that we learned in our Mishnah, because Rav Chaim Yankov changed his mind. So there's a knas. So if it's a knas, how do we say here that shloi bezmanai after yomtiv? If chometz gets mixed in b'minoi shloi b'minoi, it's mutter. Like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon also agrees that after yomtiv there's a kenasi. Now that I go and eat from that chometz, that's only if it's be'en then konsu. Habali de teruvis loy. Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, the way Rava learns pshat in the Mishnah, when did they go and assess a penalty on someone that had leftover chametz. If that chametz is be'en, you have an ashtik. The what was your the blueberry Danish? It's right in front of your nose. He held it over yontif. Chulila, don't even think about eating it. But what happens if a couple of pieces of that blueberry Danish fell into something else? It's not the end. It's talking teruvis. I'm not talking about teruvis. I'm talking about that. The Az Rava Letamah. We're just going to finish another two lines. And Rava goes and she tosses the Omer Rava ki havim and beir of Nachman. When I was in the Besmenish of Nachman, ki havin nafki shiva yomim to pischa. When the 7 days of yontif ended, that it's after yontif, Omer Lani used to go and tell us poiku uzvinu chamra. I'm sorry, chamira de bnei chela. What does all of this mean? Let's look at the Rashi, the Az Rava, about 8 lines, 10 lines from the top. The Az Rava, the Omer Loch Kreb Shimon, that says it after the Path of Kreb Shimon. Letami the Omer Nami the Alma. Not only in our case of this three-way machlekes, but in general, that Chomish Shel Nachrish Ova BePesach Mutter Af BeAchila. How could that be? Didn't we just say that there's a knas?
Right.
But we're talking about Chomish Shel Nachrish Ova BePesach. Oh. Of a goy, then there's no reason for the knas. The whole knas is that the person was even by yiro by yimotze. A goy doesn't have a din by yiro by yimotze. Simut v'af achila. Hoyva leka lemiknes bay mid. There's no reason to put a knas on. V'Rav Yehuda chomet stomach kamar v'afil denochri. Obviously, he's not going to Rav Yehuda. That's why he's saying va'az the rov latami. The paskins like Reb Shimon. What did he say after yomtiv? They used to go and say b'nei chela. But the Chela were the military. They were nochrim. They were non-Jewish. Half a pishrei feyu. Yoim ze she'ovar v'hu Pesach. Even if they went and baked it, this chometz on Yontif, he would say that after Yontif, he'd be able to point him his vina chamirat v'nechel. He can go and buy from that chometz. Obviously, make sure that it was all free from kosher ingredients. Exactly right. Bas Yisrael, I don't know. Bas Yisrael, that's probably what. But yeah, that's probably the Rikiv Egg has a. I see has an asterisk on Shefeir Yoim. If you're baking on a Yontif, wouldn't that be prohibited? If you're makman Bas Yisrael, okay. I see there's a shekel giving a chassis. Anyway, but bottom line is, I'm sorry.
The guy could have lit the stove, the gas stove before Pesach.
Yeah.
So it's considered like it's done on the Yehudi.
Uh-huh.
So the heck they have, they light the pilot.
Yeah.
So yeah. Therefore, you don't need, it could be, it could still be considered Pas Yisrael.
A Jew lit the oven, but a guy was, and then he left, and he went right. Home, and he went right. To Davin, and then he got,
okay. The Seder.
Yeah, not the Seder, he wouldn't. Okay, anyway, so bottom line is, Poike was Vina Chabir, the Bnei Chela, what we're trying to point out is, that Rav goes Lishitosa, and therefore he holds that you're allowed to go and buy Chometz, of a goy after yontif, like we do, that after yontif we buy the goy's chametz, even goyish chametz that was baked or that was there during the whole yontif, because there's no din of chametz of Pesach by goy, only by yid they made a knas, they didn't make a knas by goyim, and therefore everything is perfect. We paskin like Rav for during yontif, we paskin like Shmuel after yontif, we paskin like Reb Shimon met a knas. How come I'm a koyim yomi b'sholim? Any questions, Rabbi Yisai?
Go on, thank you.
Okay.
Knas is tax, right?
Knas is a penalty, a punitive measure.